Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, a wonderful show. We have Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, the Spitfire Band, Mel Torme, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Dinah Shore, from Tommy Dorsey. Right now, it's Ralph Flanagan and Hot Toddy.
So very, darling, I'm your the world. When I was in pigtails, my mama done told me, hon, a man's gonna sweet talk, give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the trains are calling, hoo-ee. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle. Ahooey, da hooey, oh clickety clacks and echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to cry, and the moon will hide its light when the blues in the night. Ooh. Ooh. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. Well, I've been in some big towns, heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Classic done by almost everyone in the business. This was Dinah Shore's version of a Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer tune called Blues in the Night. Our middle tune was the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, and the lead singer at that point, Jack Leonard, he was replaced later on by Frank Sinatra, his rendition of Marie, written by Irving Berlin back in 1928. He wrote the words and the music, and this song was in a film called The Fabulous Dorseys from 1947. And our first tune was Ralph Flanagan, a song he wrote back in 1952. Song got on the hit parade in 1953, number 7. It was Hot Toddy. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. Coming up, we'll be hearing from, well, let me tell you about that in just a second. In the meantime, it was on this week, back in 1856, that the first railroad train to pass over the mighty Mississippi River between Davenport, Iowa, and Rock Island, Illinois, made its journey on a newly completed bridge. Must have been a pretty big deal back in those days. And on this week, back in 1940, the radio program Take It or Leave It was first heard on CBS Radio on this day. Bob Hawke offered contestants the top prize of, get this, $64. Nope, there were no lovely parting gifts or consolation prizes that we could find out about. If you lost, the losers just left. Now, let's get back to music on Swing. We'll be hearing from Mel Torme. We'll have the Benny Goodman Sextet, and right now it's Ella and Nelson Riddle and a song called Oh, So Nice.
Never thought I'd ever meet a man like you, who could make my life complete, my dreams come true. The many men I'd known for years all seemed the same. They kept on boring me to tears, and then you came. I was taken off my feet. What could I do? I was above love before, but now I love love because you're, oh, oh, so nice. Awake or sleeping, it seems that you keep creeping. Thank you.
Margie, heard about Dinah, heard about Susie, but ooh, gotta get my old tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere, gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call, I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best for Lulu. I gotta find a few bucks somewhere, polish up my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu, you can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell my friends not to call, I won't come back till the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town.
That's a wonderful recording by Mel Torme, backed up by Marty Paich's orchestra on a song called Lulu's Back in Town. This was written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren back in 1935, was on the hit parade by Fats Waller that same year. Before that, the Benny Goodman Sextet, a song number one in 1932 called Lullaby of the Leaves. And our first song was Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle's orchestra, one of three George and Ira Gershwin tunes we're going to be having on today, a song called Oh So Nice. Well, back on this week, back in 1931, a contraption, well, actually it was an interesting aircraft combination of a helicopter and a fixed-wing aircraft known as the Autogyro, landed on the lawn of the White House, and before the Secret Service could come out with guns blazing, President Herbert Hoover came out and shook hands with the pilot, James G. Ray, and gave him a trophy. You don't want to try this today. And on this week in 1876, an eight-team National League began its inaugural season this week. Crowd of 3,000 watched as Boston defeated Philadelphia 6-5. The opening season consisted of 70 games, a lot less than the 162-game season we play today, and there were no playoffs. Cities in the home of this original eight National League teams were Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Hartford, Louisville, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. Let's get back to music now. We'll be hearing from Billie Holiday, from Frank Sinatra. And here's the Spitfire Band. And hang on to your hats. It's Strike Up the Band.
give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday date. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay, stay.
Back again. Until then, I'm traveling like.
Billie Holiday's interesting songs called Travelin' Light, written by Trummy Young and Johnny Mercer, this recorded in June of 1956. We heard from Frank Sinatra with Billy May in a Sammy Kahn Julie Stein tune from 1940 called 5 Minutes More. This was on the hit parade, number one in 1946, and was featured in a film called Sweetheart of Sigma Chi. Our first song was the Spitfire Band and a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1927, and it was called Strike Up the Band. Let's see. On this week, back in 1914, Babe Ruth, then playing for the Baltimore Orioles, made his pitching debut in pro ball. He shut out the Buffalo Bisons 6-0. Another baseball story on this week, back in 1936, Bob Feller made his pitching debut with the Cleveland Indians. Feller struck out 15 St. Louis Browns in the first inning. How could he do that, 15 in one inning, when there are only three outs? There must be a little typo here. 3 weeks later, he tied the American League record by striking out 17 Philadelphia Athletics. That sounds a little more like it. I'm Bill Cartwright, and coming up, we're going to be hearing from Joe Stafford from Harry James. And here's Bobby Darin, and there's a rainbow round my shoulder.
There's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above. How the sun shines bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow round my shoulder, and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow, let it storm, I'll be warm, 'cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see the solitaire that my little sugar baby is gonna wear. There's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know. See that diamond solitaire that my own true baby's gonna wear. There's a rainbow around my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so.
the stars out of the blue for you. To the dew for you, for you. Over the highway and over the street, carpets of clover I'd lay at your feet. Oh, there's nothing for you, I'd do anything for you.
One of Joe Stafford's better recordings. She's backed up here by Johnny Mandel and an Al Dubin Joe Burke tune from 1930 called For You. This was resurrected in 1964 and made a hit by Ricky Nelson. We heard from Harry James and a Cy Oliver tune from 1945 called Opus One. And our first song was Bobby Darin with an Al Jolson Billy Rose tune from 1928 called There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder. This got on the hit parade in 1945 by Tommy Dorsey, was also in an early movie with Al Jolson called The Singing Fool. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. And it was on this week back in 1956 that Elvis Presley made his Las Vegas debut on this night at the Frontier Hotel, and he had a song called Heartbreak Hotel, which was at the top of the pop charts, and one can imagine the excitement generated by the new king of rock and roll. But even with the number one hit, Elvis was not really well received by the middle-aged audience. Management at the Frontier was so unimpressed, they gave Elvis his walking papers after 1 week of a two-week engagement, imagine. And on this week back in 1963, Pete Rose of our Cincinnati Reds got his first hit in the major league. It was a booming triple off the Pirates' Bob Friend. Charlie Hustle went on to break Ty Cobb's all-time hitting record more than 20 years later, playing for the Reds and then for the Phillies and the Expos. Getting back to music on Swing, we're going to be hearing from Dakota Staton. Will have Ella Fitzgerald along with Louis Armstrong. Right now, it's Glenn Miller and Runnin' Wild.
Thank you. sip your tea. The memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams. The way you sing off key. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I always, always keep the memory of us. The way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Swing it, boys.
We'll keep it that way. Up above. the stars will find a harmony of life to a lovely tune, east of the sun and west of the moon, dear, east of the sun and west of the moon, east of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. And I, forever and a day, love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of light to a lovely tune, east of the sun and west of the moon, dear, east of the sun, how high the moon with you.
That's great stuff. That's Dakota Staton and something from her CD called More Than the Most. The song was, of course, East of the Sun, written by Brooks Bowman back in 1934. Our middle tune was Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, and They Can't Take That Away From Me. Another George and Ira Gershwin tune. This one from 1937 was in a film called Shall We Dance with Fred Astaire. And our first tune was Running Wild with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and it was in a film, 1959 film, called Some Like It Hot. Well, it was on this week back in 1931 that NBC Radio presented Lum and Abner for the first time. The popular program continued for 24 years on the air, not all of them with NBC. In fact, all four networks, CBS, ABC, Mutual, and NBC, carried the program for a period of time. Lum and Abner hailed from a fictitious town of Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Fictitious, that was, before 1936, when a town by the name of Waters, Arkansas, changed its name to Pine Ridge. And on this week back in 1937, the publisher of Life magazine, well, he just about passed out when he looked at the off-the-press publication and noticed that someone had forgotten to put the word Life in the upper left-hand corner. It was the only time Life magazine was nameless, and since hundreds of thousands of copies were already printed, the magazine hit the streets with no name on the cover. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. We have time for a couple more. Right now it's Sinatra and I Thought About You.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town. With each beam, the same old dream. And every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. What did I do? I thought about you. There were two or three cars parked under the stars, winding stream, moon
shining down on some little town, and with each beam, the same old dream. And then I peeked through the crack, and I looked at that track, one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle's orchestra, and I Thought About You. Well, this is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more great music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's next.